Martin Luther. He was born in 1483 and died in 1546. He's known today as a leading figure in the Reformation movement. And although he certainly got many things wrong, he also got some things right. For example, in stark contrast to the Catholic teaching of his day and our day as well, Luther taught that the Bible was the only source of divine revelation. And Luther also taught that all Christians were part of a holy priesthood, not just some select group. And although we can certainly fault Luther for his theology, as I say, he got many things wrong. No one can fault Martin Luther for his courage. In 1517, he wrote his famous 95 Theses, an attack against Catholicism, and particularly against the practice of selling indulgences. And Martin Luther is said to have nailed that document to the door of the All Saints Church in Wittenberg, which was a very brave thing to do. He risked both life and limb in doing that. And later, when he was commanded by the Pope and by the Emperor to recant, Luther famously replied, "I cannot and will not recant anything. Here I stand. I can do no other." Now, a very well-known biography of Luther is entitled, "Here I Stand." And in fact, I inherited my copy of that book from a former member here at Fleetwood, Marion Williams. And as I was looking at it recently, it started me thinking. Luther stood up against the powers of his day, and he was not afraid to nail those 95 statements to the door. If we were to nail statements to the door today, what would they be? And on what door would we nail them? Well, as for what we would nail to that door, as I said, Luther had 95. And David, don't worry, I don't have 95. I've got three. The first is John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14, verse 6. Salvation is in Christ and only in Christ. And that's really two statements. The first statement is that there is a path to salvation for which we should be thankful every day. And the second statement is that there is no other path to salvation. The world is very, very confused on both of those points. In fact, there is no verse in the Bible that is more counter to our modern world than is John 14, verse 6. And our modern world desperately needs to hear it and understand it. There is a God. He is our Heavenly Father. Jesus is God the Son. He is the only path to God the Father. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. No one comes to God the Father apart from Jesus. Our pluralistic world needs to be reminded of John 14, verse 6. While all paths lead to eternity, only one path leads to eternal life. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved, Acts 4, verse 12. That is a message our world desperately needs to hear. Let's resolve to nail it up in 2016 every chance we get. The second is Romans 3, verse 4. Romans 3, verse 4. "Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar." Truth is not determined by popular vote. In fact, this verse tells us that even if every one of the billions of people on this earth rose up unanimously against even a single truth in God's Word, it would make absolutely no difference. God's Word would remain true, and each of those billions of people would be liars. So how then do we determine the truth on an issue? For example, how about the issue of homosexual so-called marriage? How do we determine the truth on that issue? If we look around the world today, they'd say, conduct a poll. They'd say, ask the 9 Supreme Court justices to vote. Or maybe they'd say, well, just leave it up to the states to decide. every person on this planet could call it a marriage, but that doesn't make it a marriage. God's word defines marriage. And Romans 3 verse 4 tells us that we can't change that definition by popular vote. Marriage means today what it meant when God defined it in Genesis 2:24. It had the same meaning when Jesus quoted that verse in Matthew 19:5. It has that same meaning today. It will have that same meaning on the day this earth is finally consumed by fire. God's word is truth, John 17:17. God's word is eternal, Luke 21:33. And God's word cannot be changed by men, Romans 3, verse 4. That is a message our world desperately needs to hear. Let's resolve to nail it up in 2016 every chance we get. The third is Isaiah 5, verse 20. Isaiah 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Our society has undergone a tremendous transformation in recent years. Proverbs 14:34 tells us that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That verse, I think, describes the initial stages of the problem, when sin begins to replace righteousness in a nation. Isaiah 5, verse 20 describes the final stages of the problem, when that society becomes so darkened that it can no longer recognize the difference between righteousness and sin, and in fact confuses the two. We have reached that point in our own nation. According to popular culture, those who occupy the moral high ground today are those who support abortion and who exalt and legitimize sexual perversion. Hollywood glamorizes sin and ridicules righteousness. And Hollywood always seeks to replace society's values with Hollywood's values, a task at which they have been largely successful. What does the Bible say about this? What does the Bible say about a nation in which sin has become such a reproach that it's no longer even recognized as sin? The Bible has one word for that situation: woe. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. There is nothing at the end of that road but woe. Galatians 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That is something our world desperately needs to hear. Let's resolve to nail it up in 2016 every chance we get. We've looked at three fundamental truths. And as Luther did with his 95 statements, we should nail these truths up for all to see. But where should we nail them? What are the powers of our world today that correspond to the powers of Luther's world? Well, although their names may have changed, the powers aligned against God have never changed. And Paul describes them in Ephesians 6, verse 12. Why don't you turn over there to Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We should nail those fundamental truths to any door that belongs to a power in this world of whatever sort that is opposed to God. Well, where are they located? It'd be easier to ask where they're not located. They are everywhere around us. They're in the government, they're in the media, they're on the internet, they're in the universities, false religions, false philosophies. Sadly, there is no lack of spiritual wickedness in high places. Think back for a moment to that quote by Martin Luther. He said, "Here I stand, I can do no other." You've opened your Bibles to Ephesians 6:12. Look at Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here I stand. I can do no other. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. Here I stand, I can do no other. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Here I stand, I can do no other. Let's resolve in this coming year to figuratively nail these verses to every false door we can find. If the world understood just these three verses, it would be a very different world. And it would be a very good start toward teaching them other verses as well. But before you do any of that, you need to ask yourself a question. Is this where you stand? The answer is certainly no if you're not standing with Jesus. Well, how does one stand with Jesus? You must obey his gospel, and then God will add you to his kingdom. Only then can you say, here I stand, I can do no other. If we can help you in any way tonight, please come while we stand and while we sing.